It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is that time again on a Saturday for another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. 2 hours of merriment and mayhem, and we'll do a little exploring in the outdoors. We've got a lot of ground to cover, which is usually the case around here. And I've got some backup today because Russell's here from Sky Call Satellite. Good morning.
Well, there we go. Good morning.
Hey.
Glad to be here.
Just to get you across the street is a major effort.
Yeah, it's kind of I had to sit out there and wait. They had like 50 high school kids lined up to come in.
Oh.
So I kind of hung out.
You were in line.
I didn't want to get
you
over
fit
there.
Right in with that crowd. They thought you were a member of the class.
I didn't want to go over there. Maybe somebody knew me.
Also joining us from the resort up in Kaysville is Navidauskas. Navi, good morning.
Good morning.
Looks like we're finally going to make the turn here after a crazy warm and dry. Well, I say dry. But if you look statistically, actually January ended up being above normal.
Huge.
With all of the snow and precipitation we got in that first, week or so. But then it turned dry and warm. We're going to get some snow this weekend.
I'm hoping. But, you know, I didn't complain about the bluebirds. I had three in a row. And the snow's still really good. By the afternoon, you had a little bit of mush, but only about 15, 20 yards from the very bottom of the resort.
Yeah. We've had all kinds of conditions to ski in over the past 3 or 4 weeks. But, yeah, they're talking about from this storm, which, again, we're recording the program as we always do on Thursday, middle of the day.
By Saturday, you won't have anything.
By Saturday, could have maybe 16 inches, a foot and a half or so, in the Cottonwood Canyons and 5 to 10 in the rest of the northern mountains. This storm coming in from the south, so places like Brianhead, really going to benefit from this storm coming in.
Temperatures just aren't going to be that warm, are they? I mean, I'm sorry, not that cold.
No, they're still going to be 40s for highs and probably nice 30s, low 30s for lows.
Got to get the mushy stuff.
Yeah. No argument about the precipitation, though, Navi. And how many days you got under your belt now, 25?
Yeah, 25 all exactly. Right. Good. That's a good guess.
Yeah. Well, I saw your post on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Don't give me too much credit here.
Oh, Tim, you know everything.
25 days isn't that bad, and it's not even. It's good. Today, what are we February yet?
Today, as we record, is the first day of February. Yes.
There we go. So yeah. I got 25 in before February. I'm on a good pace.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
What are you shooting for? 100 days?
No, I don't have that goal anymore. I did that. Last year I did 64, but I was trying to get a bunch. I wanted to see what I could get, and now I don't really care. I just happen to be counting because, the little cards that you scan count for you, so I know.
Yeah. That's true these days when you're working on an Icon or an Epic Pass or both of them. We've got a lot to talk about today, and a couple of them are pretty sobering thoughts, and it kind of dovetails into what we were just talking about with the weird weather that we had. Wednesday of this week, we were 1 degree off of an all-time record in Salt Lake City. I think we hit 63, and the record was 64, something like that. Nice. For the official high, we had some warmer temperatures. Believe it or not, we had a texter on Thursday morning on Utah's Morning News. They said they lived on the east bench of Layton, and they had a 70-degree temperature reading outside their house.
No kidding.
Which, you know, may have been just where the sun was shining. But
I like this warm break because I can get all the piles melted down.
Right.
I got one pile left, and I'd like to drive the Jeep over it.
Yeah.
You know?
But what happened because of it is we got a lot of unsafe ice.
Oh, yeah.
And we had another death out at Settlement Canyon Reservoir this past week. And it was a guy and a man and a woman that were out there, young men, young
been
woman.
Following that, yeah.
And she evidently fell through the ice. He rescued her successfully, but then could not get himself out of the ice. And Navi, I don't know. We talk about certainly in the lower elevations, you just don't want to test test fate, I guess, if you're going to be out on the ice. You want to make sure it's safe. But we had a catchphrase. One of our reporters was doing a story on this incident out there in Tooele County, And this little phrase came to us from one of the rescuers who said, look, here's what you have to keep in the back of your mind. If you can't reach or throw, don't go.
Yeah, you know, but you're going to anyway.
Well, easier yeah. said than done.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure they were ice fishing. They were just playing
this
around.
This was midnight, you know.
Yeah, they were just playing around. Let's go on a date. Let's walk out on the ice. Yeah, I'm not sure anglers are like that. I mean, I think they think a lot more about what they're doing. They take it far more serious. I know that res. It's actually good fishing. But yeah, the ice, I mean, I'm not sure those people are listening to us, the ones that just want to go out and recreate, run around.
Well,
anglers know right now you do not want to. I mean, there is zero ice on Jordan L. I mean, zero. So everywhere is going to be bad. I just wouldn't go out ice fishing. This winter warmth has just really hurt the ice bad.
And yet, I got this note, and this was, so this ice update was the 31st, so this was Wednesday. At Strawberry, and of course that's higher elevation.
Yeah, yeah.
But they said they're finding 8 to 12 inches of ice, most accessible areas, and that slush is actually set up pretty well too. So they wanted everybody to know from the marina store with all of these news headlines that fishing and the ice was still safe at Strawberry.
But it's never a guarantee.
No.
And we know Strawberry has some springs out there, and they rope it all off. But sure enough, you see the tailgate of a pickup truck once in a while there because somebody thought he was invincible.
Well, it's one of the reasons why we always enlist the help or like to enlist the help of Paul Phillips because he knows where those springs are. And if he's taking you out there on the snowmobiles, he knows those areas to avoid.
You know, go past the store there and get a hot chocolate and ask somebody where the bad spots are.
You need to be above 5,500 feet.
Yeah.
You need to know that. I mean, nothing against that poor soul who lost it.
We're not assigning blame here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not assigning blame. But here's the other thing that's really incredible about this story. They were 2 feet off of the bank. And it just so happened that that part, and we've had another death within the last 3 years. It's the third incident out there.
Right.
Wow. Two deaths. But at that particular spot, and maybe we should have signage out there or something, but at that particular spot, it drops to 10 feet deep, 2 feet off the shore.
Right.
So you...
It's a man-made lake.
What I was going to ask. That's the one... Well, I can't think of the places I've been and gone past it.
It's out there quite a ways. Yeah. Settlement Canyon. But anyway, just a sad, sad story. And you're right, Russ. In those moments, and we talk about this all the time when we have spring runoff, that if your child... Or we've had cases where dogs have gone into the water when it's running high and fast and cold, and your instinct takes over and you just want to save them.
I don't know what the percentage is, but so many rescuers pass away because of this.
End up, but again, I'll go back to that statement, and it's a little catchphrase. If you can't reach or throw, meaning if you can't throw a rope, if you don't have a branch or something that you can get to them, don't go. Which, again, is easier said than done. I just wanted to make sure we talked a little about that today, and our thoughts go out to the family of he, by the way, had just finished as a police deputy.
Right.
He'd gone through the police training. All right, coming up, we'll talk with Roger Egg at Bear River Lodge. He's got some Valentine's Day specials that he's got at the cabins up there. Navi's got some fish bites for us, I am sure. Shed Antler Gathering is the topic of discussion with Rusty Robinson, who is the once-in-a-lifetime coordinator, which is one of the great titles of the DWR. He'll join us at the top of the next hour. Road Tripping with Bob and Mark. We had another tragedy just a couple of days ago as you listen to this interview of a 19-year-old that fell in one of the canyons in Wayne County, and he was evidently taking photos, just got a little too close to the
I know a guy like that. You.
Me. Yeah, I scared you that day, didn't I? Lance Syrat also with us from Ruby's Inn. They've got their winter festival coming up, so don't go away. More of KSL Outdoors Radio just ahead.